the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
841 WHTC Morning News on a very lovely, sunshiny Thursday morning. And she's back! Linda Hart, Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. She is the Executive Director. Top dog is a. I called you top dog last week, and then I said, "Don't tell Linda I called her a dog." But that, you know what that means. That's I'm the one in charge here. Anyway, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I missed you.
We missed you too. We love Jupy. She's fantastic.
She is.
She can come in anytime. If you guys both want to come in together, you know, you're always all welcome. I love her. So good to have you back. And you know what? I queued up something just for you today. We're ready to have a little hot fun in this. You know this one, of course.
I do.
And who did this? Aerosmith? Led Zeppelin? No. You know who did it. Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, certainly Sly and the Family Stone. What was I thinking?
I don't know. You know, I was just getting ready for summer and thought I'd cue you
trivia
up.
Trivia's not, yes.
I know. But anyway, lots going on. You know where I went after work yesterday?
Do tell.
Park Theater.
Did you?
I had not stopped by in a long time.
Okay.
I texted Chad Elhart and I said, "Chad, I'm going to stop by after work." And I didn't hear from him. And I stopped by. Brandon was there, mm-hmm. along with, I met a guy named Mitch, really mm-hmm. nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a picture and I said, "Chad, guess where I am?" And he said, "The first day I've called in sick in like a decade, and you show up." Anyway, love the park. You know what I got too? I'm not going to keep saying you know what I did, but I bought a brand new Park Theater hoodie.
Did you really?
Yes.
I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, I'm a hoodie guy. Ooh. Not necessarily in 90-degree weather, but...
Right. But I don't know, with chilly nights still. Chilly nights.
This all leads to...
What's going on the Park Theater this weekend?
How about that? Really cool thing tonight. All lady comedians, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's the Eyes Up Here comedy tour. All ladies. Most of these ladies, I believe, are from Michigan as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yes. So you took everything I was going to say. So we can just move
okay,
on.
Okay, next up.
No, really. I think it's, you know.
See, we've been a little out of practice, I guess.
We have been out of practice. But, you know, I think it's kind of cool. All women comedians that are here in West Michigan and coming to the Park Theater, which is something different, right?
Yeah.
You know, we always get a lot of live music, really good music, a lot of tribute bands, but to be able to offer something just a little different, I think is kind of cool. And they also, they were going to make an announcement about a comedy tour in the fall coming. And actually, I think they have a men's comedy next week.
They do.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a guest on my show tomorrow, Mike. And I'll find out tomorrow before we talk on the air if it's Michael Jeter or Michael Geeter. I'm not sure.
Oh, sure.
But anyway, he's coming, I believe, next weekend or somewhere around there.
Yes.
I have to do my homework before he comes on. But comedy is back at the Park Theater.
And we all need a good laugh. Because, you know, not everybody can be entertained by you and I.
Well, I was going to say, hopefully this 5 minutes every Thursday might give somebody a laugh. But,
good grief.
Maybe for all the wrong reasons. Anyway, Eyes Up Here comedy tour. And then on a Friday night, are these local bands? Looks like it.
Yes, they are. The Dalmatian Stone, Mulberry Wolves, and Lighting Matches Band. So this is a whole variety of different genres. So we're talking funk, rock, garage, punk, cover tunes. So you want it, baby, you're going to get it.
All the above tomorrow
All
night at the
Park
Theater.
Yeah, Friday night, 7:30. So it'll be kind of fun. You know, they're taking a break for Saturday and Sunday, which is okay. I think we all need a break with no activities going on at the Park Theater. But, you know, certainly for tonight and tomorrow night, some happenings.
If you visit with Brandon, he'll give you the impression he needs like 3 years off, not just the weekend. But
And last note on the Park Theater, they did roll out their new sponsorships.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And, you know, they're very reasonable.
Okay.
Reasonable economically. So, you know, if you want to support the Park Theater, this is a great opportunity. So you should check it out. That's my plug for the Park Theater.
We absolutely do. Let's move on to the Knickerbocker Theater.
Yes.
Do you speak French?
I do not, but okay. I can read an English subtitle.
I can read subtitles, yeah.
Yeah, so the spring series continues with Tori and Lokita. This is a story of two friends who were exiled out of Africa to Belgium. And two friends, but they pose as siblings to try to survive, essentially, okay. in a society that's all against them. So it runs only for 88 minutes, which is kind of nice, you know, if you're thinking that it's not Star Wars or, you know, some of those other movies that are 2.5-3 hours long. 88 minutes runtime, great opportunity to see that. And so that is, I think this is the last weekend for that, and then a new movie starts next weekend.
All right, Colin Park's about to get busy. Linda, do we have furry reptiles, or is this just reptiles and furry animals?
It is reptiles and furry animal show. And actually, they are here. I did it correctly this time.
Yes.
They are this Saturday and next Saturday as well. Just a local gentleman who has a love of reptiles. He has a very, very large collection, as well as furry animals. You know, we're talking small bunnies and things of that sort. It's a free event for families. You can learn all about reptiles, how to take care of them. It's just an educational opportunity for kids at the park. And of course, it is free. So we certainly encourage that. It's from 1 to 3 p.m.
All right. Yeah. You know, something else we got to remind folks. I talked about this on the air earlier today, and I spent my lunch hour yesterday at the Holland Farmers Market. Oh my goodness. Number one, and this is, it wasn't like overcrowded. I don't mean that, but I was really surprised at the number of people on a Wednesday morning about 10:30 enjoying this fantastic weather. Had me a little lunch. He said hi to Kyle Johnson, the manager, and man, so they're open on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yes, they are. Actually, I was there too, about 11:30 yesterday.
I missed you. I'd already eaten my bratwurst and headed back here.
Yeah. I was looking for cilantro. They didn't have cilantro yet, I'll get it on Saturday. You know what? It is interesting. If anybody saw the paper yesterday, there was an article in there about strawberries.
Yes, Kyle mentioned that too.
Yes,
strawberries are back.
Yes, but they are slow to come back because of all the warm weather that we've had and lack of rain. A lot of the strawberries, while they enjoy the sunshine, they really kind of need that water. So there are strawberries and there's plenty of them. The good news for all of us, and if, you know, if you pick strawberries, you could still probably pick them for the next couple of weeks.
All right. And what do you do with all these strawberries? Just eat them right out of the box? Or are you going to make me a upside down strawberry cake?
Oh, gosh. Everything, right?
All of the above.
Of the above. You can't go wrong with a good strawberry.
Linda, I want to mention before we run, we can have all the time in the world here. Summer is in full swing, and a sure sign of that is the American Legion Band kicking off their Tuesday night concerts.
Yes.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So I always think, you know, we always start with sailboat races on Wednesdays.
Right.
And then when we get to the street performers, the American Legion Band, and then the Summer Concert Series, which all kicks off next week, Thursday, Tuesday, and Friday, not necessarily in that
Thursday,
order.
Thursday, Tuesday, and Friday, right. and Thursday, and yeah, right. all next week.
I promise I'll be better next week.
All right, American Legion Band Tuesday, Street Performers next Thursday, Summer Concert Series next Friday. And speaking of the Legion, I'm going to put in a horrible self-plug for myself, but have you heard of the Zealand Community Band?
I have.
Yes, you have. They're putting on a concert. I can't tell you off the top of my head, but I'll share it. Been doing some rehearsals. I've been asked to do the, narration. Yeah, I hope I have a cough button for that. for a piece that they're doing at the end of June.
That is so cool.
It's a piece called Peckhorn's Revenge. And it's kind of a funny little piece.
Well, then that's right up your alley.
Yeah. Well, attempt to be funny anyway. But,
you know, Zealand has so many very, very cool events throughout the whole summer.
Yeah.
You know, and we also list those on our website as well.
And I mentioned them on This Week in Holland, compliments of the
Thank
Holland
you.
Area Convention
we
and Visitors Bureau. Music on Main, I think, starts tomorrow night or tonight. I'll check the schedule.
Wait a minute. I have the calendar
I have it right in front of me.
Oh, the Music on Main. That's this evening.
That's this
from
evening.
From 6 to 9 in downtown Zealand.
Awesome. You going to come back next week?
You could bet on it.
Fantastic. Linda Hart is with the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Say bye-bye, Linda.
Bye-bye, Linda.
All right. Appreciate you coming by. It's WHTC Morning News at 8:50.